I'm News Director Tom Fingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about police vehicles. Three new vehicles were delivered recently and are being put into service. Remind us about these vehicles that were received and how the purchase came about.
Yeah, so we had three Explorers that were, a couple of them having mechanical problems, and then one of them's the oldest one on the fleet and very high mileage. So we come about a purchase of three in-stock vehicles, and we've always needed a truck for various reasons, and so we come across some vehicles that were in stock, and they just happen to be two Ford Explorers, and they're 2021s, and then a 2020 Ford F-150 Responder, all brand new. This company purchases the vehicles and then puts the emergency equipment in it, so it kind of benefited us to get them on the road as quickly as possible.
You answered that. Are these additions to the fleet, or will you be replacing other vehicles?
Yeah, no, these are strictly replacements of those old Explorers, and so we're excited to get them on the road, and we have one on the road already, so...
And which one is that?
That's the pickup. You may see that out. We went white with that truck, and it looks really good. It's a sharp vehicle. It's already benefited us. We've hauled some stuff in the back. Had to deal with some large evidence recently already. So it's already justified itself and in its existence. But also, I've heard a lot of compliments on the appearance of it as well.
What is the life expectancy of a police vehicle?
Yeah, they're approximately 3 to 4 years. You know, we put approximately 25,000 miles on a vehicle every year through patrol, calls for service. And so that racks up pretty quick. And once they get to about 70, 80,000 miles, these vehicles, they start having a lot of mechanical problems. The warranties are out of date at that range. But something we've been looking at is the hours. There's a lot more hours than there are miles on these vehicles. And that's because, you know, we go to calls, we keep them running, we have so much equipment in them that, you know, the weather affects that equipment, so we have to keep it a certain range on the inside. And also, that equipment drains the battery, so we have to keep... There's so many factors to why the vehicle runs more than it doesn't. So
when do you start looking for your next set of vehicles?
So we're going to be looking come August. We'll probably start the process. I'll start meeting with the city in reference to vehicles a little after August and try to finish up in October in preparation for our April budget. But we're going to have to get an early jump anymore because the vehicles take so long to come in. And we do that through a bid process, so it's going to take longer, and we will need those vehicles. We've worked with the city in the past few years. One of my goals was to have a vehicle replacement program, and so through that, we're going to get an early jump on it this year, and then from here on out, just try to make that replacement plan so we're not in a pickle like we have been. We've been in a pickle with our patrol vehicles. They've been down. They've been in the shop, and we don't want to do that because we want to serve our citizens the best way we can, all the while providing our officers with good equipment.
Any plans to change vehicle styles?
Not at this time. I think I'm very big on uniformity. I like all of the vehicles to look the same, and if they are different, I like for there to be a reason to be. You know, we do have a Tahoe and the Ford Responder, and they're white, so they are different. But what that also signifies is the citizens, they know that's a supervisor, and so when responding to a scene, if they see a white vehicle, then they know that there's the supervisor responding or in the area that they can talk to if they need be.
Are the vehicles that we've been using, the Ford Explorers, are they still going to be available, or are you hearing anything different from them?
The ones that we just took off the road.
The body style, you know, that Ford has been making available in the police style?
Yeah, so far, from what we're hearing, they're going to continue to make that model and improve it. And so they've made several improvements, and the body style is, you know, as much room as we can get in those vehicles, the better, because we have a lot of that equipment.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.